Welcome to those of you who are considering facilitating the Compassion Resilience Toolkit for Parents and Caregivers. I'm Sue McKenzie, part of the Rogers InHealth team, and I'm joined by Emily Jonesberg, one of our team members.
Our main objective today is to walk you through the core concepts in the toolkit and to share with you what we've learned about implementing the content with groups of parents and caregivers. But before we dive into all that, I wanted to start by giving you a little background on how the toolkit came to be. InHealth started doing compassion resilience work with individuals in helping professions, primarily schools and healthcare. Teachers and nurses would come up to us afterwards and tell us how helpful it was for them in their profession, but especially for them as parents. This continuous feedback from the community and our own experience as parents led us to develop the Parent and Caregiver Compassion Resilience Toolkit. We began work with community partners to tweak our content for parents and caregivers. After completing a draft of the content, we piloted our curriculum with 3 different groups of caregivers, and each pilot was between 5 and 8 sessions long. Our pilots helped us learn something new about doing this work with parents and reinforce what we'd been hearing, that indeed parents and caregivers wanted to explore these topics together.
The content of the toolkit is broken into 8 segments or 8 sessions, and each session has a circle agenda that is for facilitators to help them to guide participants through the content. The main content we cover over these 8 sessions includes defining and practicing both compassion and self-compassion, compassion fatigue, exploring where we do and don't have control, expectations, boundaries, how we influence our family culture, and finally, self-care, although self-care tips are woven throughout the toolkit.
One of my biggest learnings when facilitating these types of conversations with parents was the need for sensitivity. Even as a parent myself, asking me to talk about what causes my compassion fatigue as a mom and how I behave as a result of my compassion fatigue feels much more personal to me than talking about my compassion fatigue as a social worker. In these pilots, I'd be prepared to ask the same question I'd ask of professionals and need to rework it for parents. I never wanted parents and caregivers in our groups to feel like I was oversimplifying their job as caregivers or that I truly knew what it was like to care for their specific children. This work also really challenged me as a facilitator. I've been facilitating group work for a little over 10 years, and these parent and caregiver circles were hard. For example, I remember in one of our groups, we had a married couple attend. As the group progressed, it became apparent that they were having some challenges as a couple that was impacting their parenting and their ability to stay out of a place of compassion fatigue. At times, our group started to feel like couples counseling with an audience of 7. It was challenging to figure out in the moment how to alter the dynamic to get the group back on track again. This work can be hard, which is why Sue and I wanted to share some of our perspective with toolkit facilitators to help you feel better prepared to address the challenges when they do arise.